Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to second. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Sundra covering. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Bridges moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bridges scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Wakefield scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chartak for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Lobbs scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Nels Potter. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.